100 Word Stories.
Good morning. This is Lawrence Simon, the host of the 100 Word Stories podcast. At one a day, until the day I die.com. Still here, still talking, so it's still time for the 100 Word Stories Weekly Challenge. That's where I've posted a topic and you've come up with the stories. The topic for this week was a pick two. You can go to the website and see which the topics and people selected and all that, and text of the stories and all sorts of things. What you want to hear are the stories. And so, I'm going to shut the hell up now and let you listen. How's that for a deal?
Hello. This is Philip Norville Joe Carroll at norvillejoe.com. This is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 763. It's a pick two challenge. My fourth book in the Shooting Stars series just went live, and the Kindle book will be only 99 cents on Monday and Tuesday. Anyway, here's my story. One of the federal agents shouted at Mrs. Blanketmaker. There's a global conspiracy to turn all of you heroes into villains. You're walking into their trap. Before you know it, you'll be puppets of their evil organization. Mr. Whitebottom blustered at the agent, "Are you telling me that skinny little kid over there is, in fact, a superhero?" The agent turned his back on Bill Burt's mother. "We suspect he is. We will reward anyone with first-hand knowledge of him or anyone else using unusual powers." Mr. Whitebottom pushed Linoleum Amanda forward with an evil smile. "Linny. Tell them what you know." Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Hello, night people. Tom here, and my story this evening is Clusterfuck 2. The woman who set this in motion gave me that second grade teacher stare. Inappropriate language, Master Marquette. It always vexes me when someone with multiple children takes umbrage with the term. How the fuck did you end up with them? But say clusterfuck? Well, that's just not polite intercourse. So I looked at her and gave her a "we be adults here" look. I wanted to say, "I ain't no reward puppet. You call me to dance, and you better have a band at hand." But she had dashed inside the hall as the music played. To be continued. And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Turo Brazzino here, with a story on the words gear and pit stop. At car races nowadays, the cars drive themselves, and the pit stops are totally automated. The machines can swap out a busted gearbox in seconds. No one programs anything. The robots learn by competing against each other. Rumour is that there's no longer any human input, from the racetracks to the factories, to the mines and oil wells. New tracks get built without anyone asking for them. There are twice as many as 2 years ago, and they're bigger. It's still the most popular spectator sport, but soon the world might be just one huge racetrack, with no one left to watch.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Have you ever wondered Why so many serial killers remove their victims' body parts to take as souvenirs. It's a reward for a job well done. After all, no one else is going to congratulate us on our work. So we have to take things into our own hands. But, what to do with all those body parts, once we've got them? We can't exactly put them on display, or show them off to our friends. So, I turn mine into children's toys. Lovingly crafted, marionettes and puppets, from stolen parts and pieces. Perhaps your kids would like one, for Christmas?
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and here's my story for this week. She hated being a puppet in his hands. What gave her some peace was walking down the pathway with the old trees. One day she noticed something shiny to the right, a marble, perhaps? The next day she brought some beads and left them there, and that's when the gifts appeared on the pathway. First, a bit of glass. Then, a button, an old key. It made her smile. It gave her strength. And she said, no more. She walked away from him, for good. Today, she still walks that pathway, exchanging gifts with her new friend, a very generous crow. And this is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodgov.blogspot.com. And I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my Pick 2 story using the topics gear and puppet. It's called Scum. Got any gear? I looked at the kid with distaste. He was every inch the stereotypical druggie, shambling and sniffing. His vacant eyes darting around in paranoid fear from his sallow, pockmarked face. I nodded. For the right price. He fumbled a handful of dirty bills from somewhere deep within his sweatpants. Now you know I always wear gloves. And I slipped him a small polythene packet. I despise scum like him. And I imagine that you despise scum like me. But I'm just a puppet. It's the people pulling my strings you should despise most. I do. Job done. Speak to you next week. Goodbye.
Hey folks, Rick Thomas here from Fort Myers, Florida. With my offering for this week's weekly challenge, the topics were pick two, how to pit stop gear shop is what I come up with. I call it general store. Jerry had an old farmhouse, wraparound porch, big, big front room. And Jerry had always been something of a hoarder, food, water, cleaners, paper goods. He was set for the next 20 years. Had a hand-painted sign that read, General Store. If the sign was out front, he was open for business. If not, then not. Without another store around within 15 miles, Jerry did well with cigarettes, soda, beer, and such. Not a living, but he did okay. He did make a killing on the corn liquor and the homegrown marijuana. Jerry was the richest guy in the county.
Take a trip with me. to planet Z.
It's not like stealing the Mona Lisa, but long ago news broke that someone had stolen Kermit the Frog from Jim Henson's office. Sure, he had dozens of the things back in the day, but there was something special about this particular puppet. And he kept it in his office, and after he died, they found it there, sitting in his chair. Some say it's cursed, or haunted. The janitor at Henson Productions doesn't even touch it. Sometimes when a tour goes through, people claim it's staring at them. But that's just crazy. It only hunts and kills people, okay?
And there you have it. A whole bunch of 100-word stories on the pick two topics, which I don't feel like bringing up a webpage and looking up the list. No, they're out there up on the website at oneadayuntilthedayidie.com. Great stories from everyone. You can make up your own topics, really. I mean, ooh, awesome story. Hey, that's a great topic because you all went with that topic. I just rambled a little too much. Yeah, probably. The topic for the next 100-word stories weekly challenge is still. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, look up the instructions, come on, be a part of it, and just keep going. We've got just a few more weeks left in the year, and then we'll start a whole new year's worth of 100-word stories podcast weekly challenges again and again and again. I'm going to give you some stories during the week, some weird holiday stuff, and thank you all for being a part of this. And as always, keep it brief.